Boss, I'd like, if we can, to try and finish up the sugya today of Bishalakum, of Pasakum, rather, the Simon of Pasakum Kufyud Beis. We were up to Siv Zion. Siv Ches. We're up to Siv Ches, which on the sheet says we're up to number 44. The issue here is, what if there is no Pas Palter around? Okay, in other words, there are no professional bakers. Not only is there no Pas, you know, a Jewish palter, but there's even no Akum palter around. So there are in 44, in the Berak HaBayis, in Bayis Gimel Shara Zayin, the Berak HaBayis writes, 44, L'inyan pas palabatim basodeh, came in the Lishnin inu pluter of Dimer B'yosim, mistabit l'il balakula. Okay, you're out in the sodeh someplace, you're out in a rural area where there's not an abundance of shops and bakeries and so on. So he says, then there were it's mutter, afilu shal balabatim. Okay, even from the balabatim, even if it's baked by a goy by himself. Okay, and that's what he says in Hilchach, on the second line of 44, the key line for our purposes now. Hilchach kol mokom she'ein motzu bo palter klal mutar afilu pas balabatim. The Rabbanan never made the gzera. Let's remember, this whole thing is a gzera, the Rabbanan. But bread is such a staple of life. Bread is such an important entity that's necessary. And therefore, if you're out in some place, whether it ends up being a rural area of the city area, but there's no pas palter available, then you can have pas palabatim. I feel little on the ear, pas palabatim, mokum shish palter Yisrael, the lelech pesod al ochl shom mutar. Okay, the only thing is, he says that, you know, even to take, you know, pas palabatim to go to a place where there is no, you know, you bought it in the city, it went out, it's mutar, but it's not right. It's mechul tamar chacham. That's the story with Ivo, who did that. And the Chachamim didn't like it. They said to him, "Lo tishtau mine de Ivo." And look at the last line of 45. Pirshu ga'onim zal lo tomu dover shmu mishmal. We shouldn't quote him la'aloch. He behaved inappropriately. So to go ahead and take from the city, take balapas balabatim, and go out to a place where there's no bread available and say, "Oh, well, I guess I can eat it because there's nobody here." And he could have gotten it from a Jew. That's not right. So anyway, based on this, the Shulchan Aruch writes over here in Sivches 45, Yesh Misha Omer, again, that Loshen Yesh Misha, Mokum She'ein Palter, Motzer Klal, Mutar Filu Shel Balabayis. Okay, V'ein Tzorach L'Hamtel Pas Kosher V'chein Nogin. Okay, so that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins on that issue, that is Sivches. Now we come to Sivches, which goes back to a Gemara that we saw already, and that is the role of a Jew who's part of the process. Okay, so the Gemara has an Avodah Zarah. We saw this Gemara already, but I printed again here, 46, Avodah Zarah, Lamed Ches, Amid Beis. Omer Ravina Hilchasa, Harifta the Shaga over Kachem Vafi Yisrael. You have bread which the guy lit the oven, as Rashi says in 47, Avodah Zarah, Lamed Ches, Amid Beis. The Shaga over Kachem, Hisik Batanar, he lit the fire and so on. And the Jew baked it. Or number two, Inami Shoga Yisrael Va'afal with Kachavim. Or the other way around, the Jew lit the fire, but the guy did the baking. Inami Shoga Va'afal with Kachavim. It was the guy lit the fire and the guy baked it. But Asi Yisrael V'chota B'chituye Shapir Dama. But he did some kind of mechata, like Rabbi Shabbos Shami Yichata. He stoked the coals a little bit. In other words, he contributed in some way. So then Shapir Dama. As Rashi says, Chatias Gachelas Mechamemes Umotzia Choma Gcholim. By poking the coals, it brings out the fire. And it heats it up, it contributes to the process. So that's an interesting question of what role exactly is considered a significant enough role that we have this concept of Yad Yisrael Be'emtza, that a Jew is involved somehow in the baking process. What does it mean exactly? So the Rambam has a lenient position here, okay? And the Rambam is in Hilchos Machalos Zuz Parak Yud Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel 48, this same Gemara. He just stirred the fire a little bit. He had some role. In other words, the Jew played some role, even a minimal role. And hit the kol hapashabo. Okay, she'ena dover elios heker shapas shalahem asura. The Rambam is of the opinion that it doesn't have to be a significant contribution. You don't have to mamish be involved in the process, even a little bit, even doing such a minimal, kind of an amount, just throwing in a fire. They say the story is that it'd be Saul Salanter. You know, in his community, people would there was a non-kosher baker. I told you, perhaps at one time, maybe Jews weren't allowed to be bakers. They didn't go into it. I don't know. But he would walk to the bakeries, and he'd throw a toothpick into the fire. and chuck a toothpick into the fire. Oh, that was that made everything out of the category of pasako. Now it's pas yisrael because the Jew had a role just by throwing in a toothpick. Even though a toothpick, I presume. Again, I don't know if it's a true story, but that's what they say over from Yisrael in the name of Yisrael Salanta. He was matzel, you know, the people. He was mezakeh the tzibur by throwing a toothpick into the into the fires. And that's basically what the Rambam here says. The Rosh in Avodah Zarah Perek Beis Siman Lamed Gimel, okay, quotes this Gemara, and he says in the second line, he says lechora. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the Jews got to play a role in hastening the cooking. It does something, contributes to the cooking. Okay, it makes it cook faster, whatever. The tema al mashenago in alahaka bashachas kisem latanor. Okay, it's a little strange. We saw this rush before, part of it. Okay, a little strange that we rely on now that the Jew just threw in a kisem, again, a piece of wood. I don't know if it's a toothpick, but it means a small piece of wood. That should be sufficient. And he says that we once saw that ksiv b'nei mizrach shmashichen kisem latanor b'nei ma'ariv omim kisei ma'amalav ma'amorid. Okay, and I mentioned about the fasting for 3 days and so on. The efshar shenagor rishonim mitchilas haseikor shaltanor shi'itim b'shalom ma'at kecholim b'kisem lalo shahavis. Okay, maybe it's what's mutter is if at the beginning of the lighting of the oven the Jews put in some coals or some wood to light the fire. Okay. And therefore, that was the original. Okay, then b'achonim rovi kila b'ashachas kisim afilu b'achona. And some people are makel later on. All right, but he mentioned the Rosh finds a little difficult. He quotes the Rif, who says that it's got to be a little something more a little more substantial. He mentions the Rambam, okay, but he says, in due respect to the Rambam, look at the end. The Rosh quotes the Rambam, right? We just saw Perek Zayin Halach Yud Gimel, Shafilo Zarkis Halafilo Eitz, and so on. He says, "V'lishta the Gemara lo mashmahachi." I don't think that's the simple reading of the Gemara. So the Rosh is at the other extreme, sort of. I don't know the extreme, but I mean, the Rosh seems to be saying that no, it has to. And I quotes the Rif, it has to be a little bit more substantial than just throwing in a toothpick or something like that. And the Rashba as well, in source 50, the Rashba as well, in Torah Sabayis Aruch, by his Gimel Shar Zion, Rashba also, okay, says, he quotes the Gemara, he quotes the Rambam, and he mentions, look at the sixth line, the Haramban, Rashba quotes his Rebbe, the Ramban, the sixth line of 50, again, you look it over yourself, but we mentioned it already, quotes the Gemara, and he quotes the Rambam, and then he says, V'haramban tovoslov, she'ein chatiz kecholam, makshir, el meishim isayah harbi, ba'fiyas hapas, she'edeh chomun shal kecholam yotzik, mosh perish Rashi. Okay, he says, Rashba says, the Ramban, what do you mean? It's not doing much, right? It's not really much of a contribution, just to stoke it a little bit. So he also doesn't think that that's enough. Umiu Nira, a few lines later, Shem Hevi Yisrael Gecholim Shabikim Aseish Mutar the Havila Shigir Beyad Yisrael Kevin Shavi Ikar Eish Ochem Mero. Can't just throw in a little stick. Got to do something a little bit more substantial. Okay. Okay, what he says at the end, okay, so that's the Rashba, but he quotes his Mori Harav. I'm not sure who that is because it's not the Ramban. He quoted the Ramban earlier, but kind of a middle. So far, we have on one end we have the Rambam, who says that any type of action whatsoever is good enough. On the other hand, we have the Rosh, and it looks like the Ramban agrees. Okay. At the end, we'll see the Rashba says at the end, but then he has kind of a middle position. Well, let's look just at the very end. He says, Umistabra, after he says, Al Kain Divrei Mori, see the second to last line in 50. After he says, Al Kain Adkan Divrei Mori, he says, Umistabra, She'ein Lecha Kol Kisim Kisim, She'ein Amosim Chom Atanam Makarav Bishul. So at the end of the day, he agrees with the Rambam because even everything contributes something. It may be a minuscule amount, but throwing in another, even a small piece of wood, does in fact make the fire burn better, and so on and so forth. So, therefore, Torah. Okay, so at the end, the Rashba kind of leans towards the Rambam. It's not now. Compare that at the end. Notice that he says Minig Minhagin Shlishol Torah. You look at the end of 50 in the Rashba. Look at the last words of the Rush in Perak Beis Siman Lamed Gimel 49. His last words are Hanach Lishol Shu Shogegin. What can I do? Let them think it's okay. That's not the same as the Rashba. Okay, the Rashba is saying at the end, look, this is a kula, and therefore we're makel. Okay, it's all things Rabbanan, Minig is all Torah, and therefore it's okay. That's how the Rashbo concludes. And so if at the end of the day, the Rashbo himself seems to agree with the Rambam that any kind of contribution, even a minimal amount, is significant enough contribution to take care of the Pasakum problem. The Rosh thinks not so. The Rosh is more like what the Ramban that's quoted by the Ramban and the Rif that's quoted by the Rashbo, and then or the Rif is quoted by the Rosh himself. But then there's kind of a middle position. He's saying in the name of Mori, look three lines in the bottom. Elakei niras ram de mekomo shenogu lecho pas nachum and apalter hayu mekian bepas mekilin bepas yisoba shachas kisam latanol archoka mehem. He said this Rabbo Shel HaRashbo, whoever it is, and he said Adkan Dibre Mori, he had kind of a middle position. He says that where there were makel about paspalter, okay, in those communities that were making, we saw that the other day, right? That some people say there's no problem with paspalter whatsoever, and then we had permutations on that. But those who are makel about paspalter will be makel to allow, you know, rather than paspalter, so throw a piece of wood in, even a toothpick. Okay, they'll be makel on that. But those places where they're not makel on paspalter, okay, so then they'll require, you know, what he refers to as sholosh melachos, that's that Gemara. Either you lit it, right? That's the sholosh melachos, the three things that are mentioned in that original Gemara, Avodah Zarah and Chesed Beis, source 46, right? Either Afa Yisrael, he baked it, or Shogah Yisrael, he lit the fire, or he did some actual stirring of the coals. So in any event, that's the Rabbo Shel HaRashbo, whatever exactly this is, that's you know, he says he has that kind of middle position. How do we paskin? So here in Siftes 51, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Hidlik Ovid Kachoma Tan Rabbo Yisrael. Oh, Shilik Yisrael Ovid Kachom. Oh, Shilik Ovid Kachom Ovid Kachom. Uvo Yisov and Nier Ha'esh Me'at. Those are the three melachas, the three possibilities. Harei Zemutar. Ba'filu lo zorak ala eitz echad atoch ha'taner. Hitir kol ha'pasavo. Okay. She'ein ha'dover elios heker she'ha'pasel anasur. In plain English, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, and like the way the Rashbo seems to conclude in the Taras HaBayis we had above, not like the Rambani quoted, not like his other Rebbe whom he quoted, but like the Rashbo at the end of the day, Minig Yisrael Torah, and the Ramo simply adds, Vim Nofach Be'ish, Havik Kechitui. Nofach means you blew. Sometimes, you know, you've seen a bar, you get down, you want the fire to go, so you blow on it, that stirs things more, that's the same thing. Okay, that's based on the Ogre. Okay, so that's the Machlokas here, and the general practice, I think, is to be a makel on this. I think that the general practice is that people are more lenient about it. Okay, that they will allow, they'll allow. As I said, they'll add a stick or something like that. That's what people do. Okay, it's interesting. We'll come to it in the next sif. Okay, but again, so the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam and the Rashbo and so on, that all you got to do is have the Jew involved in some minimal way, throwing some kind of stick inside, or a piece of wood, or a sauce on this toothpick, and that's good enough, okay? That takes care of the Pasakum problem. And today, speak to the kashrus professionals, they have other things that can be done automatically, they have different ways of, of doing things. That leads into Sif Yud, as I'll mention in a second. Let's just see. Okay, the Mordechai, this is now, the Mordechai writes as follows. All right, what if you had the following situation? Another cooler. This is in Avodah Zarah. The Rem is tough lam at 52. U'maisa bo liyodi ala tanar sh'ofo b'yisol gimel pomen b'yom. V'yikshiru atanar a'idei zvikas kisim. U'v'chol pom sh'ofo n'ayachozun l'hasik atanar l'achshir. Okay, he had a big oven that was running, and then when it went out, they started again. When, each time the Jew threw in some kind of piece of wood in accordance with this ruling. But the last time, the third baking, or whatever it is, okay, they forgot to add the Yad Yisrael Bemtzi, they forgot to throw something in. So that was the Shaila, and he answered, Bahoresi, Tafilo Hochi Pas Shenefa Bachrona Muteris. The cave and the Kshiru also, Bishar Hesekos. Even though You hear? He says, because the oven was still hot from the previous, and it was probably still coals and stuff, embers that were still there from the previous one that contributed to this one. So therefore, he's makel on this also. Because he says, at the end of the day, well, let's be honest, he writes, the Mordechai does, in the second last line of 52. Right? We saw that before. Even though we know deep down that throwing in a toothpick doesn't do much, okay? Nevertheless, here too came in the ikak tzaske cholam and shara sekel shor shekshir about tanar pas materis. When we call mokom or tzisel asos meisel atira, I was nervous about it. I thought it should be okay, but I was a little nervous to paske that way. Okay, in the isvet ha'aruch shar mem dalad os yud. Okay, has the same din 53. Im shochach lahakshar eshu nisker ba'ocha pas betanar. First of all, he says, what if they forgot to do it? He says a different case. Okay. There's a different case. 53, the Isvet Avar is a different case. The guy forgot till the bread was already baking. The bread was already in there. And now what? Okay. So he says, as long as it's still going on, it's okay. All right. And he says, in fact, even if... let's read it inside. Okay, he says, and even if, I forgot to knock these letters out, but in other words, what he's saying is that even if the bread was already out, if it finished, and now you realize that you never, the Jew never did any act. You know what? If you put the bread in, it'll get a little tasty. It'll bake a little better. So you can stick it back in. Even though it's edible now, you can stick it back in. Okay? And he says, and even if you forgot completely, you took it out and putting it back in is not going to do anything. It's already fully baked. He said, and even if it was, the Jew did something a few days ago, and you never had a 24-hour period where there was no fire in there, okay? So then he quotes Morena Rabbi Yochanan Zal, whatever that exactly it is, Paris, Rabbi Yochanan Paris, that's not the Ri of Paris, but it's another Rishon, Shapas Mutter. Because again, the oven's hot, so it takes less time to quicken it, right? If you have a hot oven, even if the oven's off, you baked it a half hour ago. Now you turn it back on, it'll get hotter quicker because it was on from before. So it's the same thing here. So Shoharach Paskin is here in Sifyud, 54. Im afu betanarai they overcome gimel pamim biyom echad bichshiru hatanarai they kisim beizah pamim ubapam ashrishu loachshiru mutar. That's the Mordechai we saw before, as he quotes it. And the Ramah adds, based on his isav hatarach, the yesh omrim din hichshar hatanar pam achas below amar hatanam eisleis below hesek afilu afoba kach kamiyomim hakol mutar because of the hichshar rishon the yesh lismachal zeh. So that's the that is the position of that's the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Shach simply adds in Katan Chav. What if you're not sure? He quotes in Shari Dura. Okay, Chaz Shari Dura. The Musupa Kim Hichshu Yisrael Atana Olo. Now we're not sure with the Suffolk that the Jew did something to stoke the coals and so on. He says Mutter because it's Sveika Drabana Lakula. Okay, Sveika Drabana Lakula. So that's the position of the Shach on this. Okay, that is Sifyud. Let me just add that I heard from somebody in Kashras that you now have ovens in these industrial baking places which are designed actually never to go out totally. Okay, they never extinguish. I think the reason is because it takes, if you go out completely, it would take too long to get it going again. So it's got some kind of a device. Again, I don't know how it works exactly myself, but that's what I've heard, that it never completely goes off. So the Mamela, theoretically, it could be passed all indefinitely, as long as at the very beginning the Jew had some role, and now it actually never goes off. It's even better than the cases here in the Shulchan Aruch, right? We'd say the Shulchan Aruch, so even if the oven was off, but 24 hours didn't pass, and so on. That case, this is at Aruch, there are more quotes. This is even better than that. So that's sometimes, that's sometimes okay. In fact, again, that sometimes happens in these, again, these large industrial factories, that they don't, there's no mashgiach, you know, but sometimes the kashrus agency don't want to verify that it's necessarily pas Yisrael because they don't have somebody there every day. They come and inspect it every 4 or 3 days or whatever. But the truth is that deep down, it may actually be pas Yisrael, you know, because of this possibility. But anyway, that's the that's the ruling over here. Okay, let's go weiter now. Sif Yud Aleph. Oh, Sif Yud Aleph. Again, Mordechai, and same thing. Ram is Tuftaf Lamed. V'chein Kozva Numeir B'shem Agonim. The he tiro pasul kama hani mil shol kama avos so Yisrael v'afav kama lo chot Yisrael b'chelas oser. Okay, it's not a matter of who owns it. We kind of discussed this already. In other words, if you have pas of Yisrael, okay, which a goy baked, and the Jew did not have any role in the process, then it's usher. It's not a matter of who owned the bread. We discussed in the beginning. Okay, that was a difference with regard to Bishalakim. But anyway, so he says, yeah. What's the place now? Again, let's read again. 56. V'chein kozva numeir b'shem agonim. D'hadi tiru pasul v'kama hani milus v'kama avos Yisrael. Avaf v'kama lo chata Yisrael b'cheles aser. Afil azun l'kama aser. Dilma aser zun Yisrael. Avalitein l'pol of mutter. But you can give it to your workers. Says the, you cut it up. Kagon. L'chates kagon. Which I spoke about this already. If you give it to your worker, you cut up the pieces, then it's going to be a hecker. No, it's not going to sell it to a goy. The goy is not going to sell it to a Jew under those conditions. And based on this, Shulchan Aruch Hu's in Sif Yud Aleph, 57, Pasul Yisrael, Sha'af over Kachavim, below Chitzu over Kisim, Osir. And also as one of the Kachavim, Dil Masa as one of Israel, being Pites, Halecha Mishnayim, Mutil as one of the Kachavim. You don't buy sliced bread, Ramo brings. Ramo brings a chumra, okay, not to buy sliced bread because maybe it was bread that a Jew gave to him. Okay, we'll talk about factory and packaged bread at the very end. But that's the Shulchan Aruch over here in Sif Yud Aleph. Everyone with me? Good, moving along. I want to we'll finish it today, Mr. Jam. 58. We'll bring him now to Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Beis. We touched on this already. All right. The Mordechai in the next Rebbe is Tuf Lamed Aleph. Again, he quotes the Machlokas. Haminig Shenago Olam. Lizrok Kisem Betanur. Plukte Bebavalim Ne Eretz Yisrael, as we saw. Bebavalim Nago Lahatir Pas Aide Kisem Ne Eretz Yisrael. Omim Kisem Zeh Nomalav Ne Morit. Banan Kamal Kere Bavel. Okay, that throwing in the kisem, the piece of wood works. Imnefa pas b'tanor sh'ovik kachavim below chitu below kisem v'afilu karmu pnei pas b'tanor mo chitu di Yisrael. The question is, how late? As I mentioned before, how late can you? Is it considered okay to you can still just stir something around? So it says, even if the bread already krimas pnei pas is, you know, that hardens, you know, with bread the crust. Okay, the crust hardens. It's still okay. Kolzman shapas tzarach l'tanur u'mashbiach pafiyosa adayin. Like we saw before, as long as the bread is still could stand to be in the oven, it's still baking, even though the outer part was already crusted over, which is usually a siman that it's just about done. But as long as it still can be enhanced by being baked, adayin dahavu, it's still okay. Dahavu garma biad Yisrael, because it's considered that the Yisrael finished it. Okay, b'chein tavshul and so on. Even if the it talks about tavshul. We know from Hilchos Shabbos, we talked about it in Bas B'Chalav also, Machal Ben Drusoy means either one third or one half cooked. That was Machalkas Ram and Rashi. Okay, it's Shabbos, but Machal Ben Drusoy means it's edible like that, chak. People would eat it. It's not the way you like your food. It's not the way most people would eat it. But again, Ben Drusoy was that highway robber, that bandit, was always on the run and was always running away from the law. So he didn't have too much time to sit down and cook his food. Okay, so he would eat things half raw because he had no time. The sheriff was always after him. So, you know, and every time he sat down, the posse got closer. So he had to eat on the run. So therefore, he ate things that weren't fully cooked, but it's basically edible. So he says, even if, when it comes to this din, even if it's already machal ben drusoy, but still not fully cooked, the Jew can play a role still, and it's still considered pas Yisrael, if the Jew contributes to the fire even after the point of machal ben drusoy. Ach, Rabbi Yehuda calls out, He's the same thing. There's no bishalakum if it's already machal ben dusoy. So who are dealing chumra? Okay, we'll see. By bishalakum, it's also once it's machal ben dusoy, it's already cooked machal ben dusoy. It means it's edible. And now a goy cooks it further. That's not a problem. We said, but then we have to be machmir too. Who are dealing chumra? The chitu di Israel. Lo mahani lachash is pashkin machal ben dusoy biyarov bekachovim. Bechain dilin pas. He a paskin to many huda paskin. Bechain linyan pas. Lo mahani lachash a karma ponel. Okay? He says, no, once the bread is crusted over, it's too late. All right? So says the Mordechai quoting Ben Yehuda. Ben Yehuda, l'achila shrach l'vachavim shal Beis Yisrael. Can give it to the servants, but not sell it, because the guy may sell it to a Jew. The Sefer Agur has the other extreme. Sefer Agur quotes again from Shari Dura, 59. The Agur is in Hilchos Bishuli Goyim, soon Elef Shin Beis, 59. V'shari Medua Kosim lo hichshu atana yochal achshiru, ketzad. Yase, Yosim Eish Bifiatarum, came and Shapas, which being Eish, for Otakona, Afilo Hotzi Apas, like Zio, they saw Shanis Betana Imashbir. He has the other extreme. He said, no, even it was more than crusted over, it's done. But, you know, it'll tastier if you put it back in the oven, it'll be hotter, it'll be a little tastier. That's already enough. It's okay there. So, how do we paskin? So, Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Mordechai initially here in Sifyud Beis 60 im offa over kachovim hapas below chitis over lokisim afilu karmu pnei hapas betanar moel chitis well kolzman shapas tzarech letano mashbiach bafiyos adayin. I'm sorry, here he quotes first the other opinion, he quotes the Ogur. Okay, as long as it's some benefit. Okay. But Yesh Misha Omer Shafila Hotzi Apas Yesh Takon Lachzil Tanai De Yisrael Im Hu Mashbiach. Okay, so again, he paskins not like the Rabbeinu Yehuda, right? The first day he paskins, the Mordechai quotes the first day, and then he quotes the look back in 58 in the Mordechai. He says Afilu at the end of the second line. Afilu Karmer Pnei Apas Betaner Moel Chit Yisrael Chaka Kolzman Shapas Tzarech Letaner Mashbiach Baviyoso. That's the Mordechai himself. Then he quotes Ben Yehuda, who says, no, once it's crusted over, end of story. And then it's already called Pas Goy, Pas Akum. The Mordechai disagreed. So the Mechaber Paskins like the Mordechai. Okay. And then he says, the Yesh Omerim, that the Shari Dura, quoting the Sefer Agur in 59, Yesh Mish Omer, Shafilo Hotzi Apas, it's still okay. Yesh Chalchan Azul, Tanai De Yisrael, Imu Mashbia. Okay. That's that. All right. Now, here we come to an interesting discussion that touches on a couple of different dinim, and ultimately the discussion is about when you have somebody at the table, all right, who's not makbedan. He follows those shitas that are, he's not makbedan pas akum, based on those shitas that it was revoked, again, all the permutations we had the other day. So we begin with Yerushalmi in Brachas, Paragvav Alach Aleph, 61. Pas nikia temeya. If you have pas nikia, you know, clean, good bread, but it's tummy, okay? It's tummy. Upas kiber tahora. Kiber means it's a lesser quality. Let's leave it that way. Lesser quality bread, tahora. So what should he eat? On the one hand, there's a value to eat something which was made altara. Even chulin altara zakodesh, right? They're looking in Pei Motion 62, Perikvav and Alach Aleph. There, pas tameya shalom nizra la sosa betara. He wasn't careful about tumantara. You don't have to be. It's not. It's okay. So, but on the other hand, you have another piece of bread which was made altar. The only thing is, it's not as tasty. It's not as good quality bread. So, what's the din? He's got. He should choose whichever one. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Take whatever one he wants. Okay. And 62. Pnei Moshe says, "Al ezim en sheyitzi yivarech." The whole v'hatahora paskiberi, v'vachal atvem yitzi d'rikiu. Even though ordinarily we'd say take the one that's tar, but here, since the one that's tar is of lesser quality, so then we say, okay, do whatever you want. You prefer to eat the other one, then it's also okay. So Tosus in Brachas, that's in Yerushalmi. So Tosus quotes this Yerushalmi in Brachas Lamed Tes Amabei Divamasel Avol Prusa. So 63. Tosus in the Bavli, obviously in the Brachas Lama Tesla Beis, quotes this Yerushalmi. Okay, there the issue is the Gemara is talking about he has one bread is made out of wheat, one's barley, wheat's higher quality. So anyway, and that's the context of the Gemara over there. What should you make the bracha on? So in the middle of the Tosis there, the part I quoted here in 63, pas kosher, upas shel nochri, okay, mevorach al kosher. What if you have pas kosher, regular Jewish bread, and you also have some pas palta there, okay, goyish bread. So then you should take the Jewish bread. B'chein amrinim Yerushalmi, and he brings a raya from this Yerushalmi. Pas Torah, pas tam, mevorach al Torah, aven pas, okay, and then it's better, the first part of Yerushalmi, to take the Torah. Aval, in pas shel nochri chovi v'nochi, continues Tosas, if the bread that you have from the goy is better quality, it's higher quality bread, okay, again, especially in those days when things were kneaded, you know, part of the issue is what water was used for kneading. We're not used to these problems today. But although we can tell the difference between better bread and worse bread, and we have the same to some extent today. But in those days, it was even more like that, more of an issue because of the water that was used. Some of the poor quality water, and there were pebbles in the water, other things, sediment. All right, anyway, so the Tosas says, on second line of 63, Avalim, this Tosas, Lamed Tesam, Beis, and Brachas. Avalim, Pas, Shal, Nochi, Chove, Benochi, Upas, Shal, Eno, Chove, and Baruch, Leizah, Shiyurtzik. Okay, he has the Goyish bread is tastier, okay, and, you know, it's higher quality bread. On the other hand, it's Pas Akum, and this is Pas Yisrael, but it's of lesser quality. So then he applies that Yerushalmi that we saw in 61 that says you can do whichever you want. But same thing here. Baruch Leizer Shiyur Tzeh. Kedis Yerushalmi. Pas Noki Tomei or Pas Kibre Tomei. Baruch Leizer Shiyur Tzeh. Avol Rabbeinu Shimshon. Tzivol Esalek HaPas Lovan Shal Nochim Al Shulchan Adlach HaBrechas HaMotzi. But the Rabbeinu Shimshon suggested, you know what? Take the other piece of bread. He said no. He said make the bracha on the kosher bread, the Jewish bread. Take the other piece off the table. Bring it out later. But for the bracha of Amotzi, make the bracha on the kosher bread. That's what he says. So this is the Tosas. The Mordechai says the following. Okay, again, this is in Brachas, not by us. In Brachas, in the sixth paragraph, Ketz Mevorachim, Remez Kuf Chavtez. The Mordechai quotes the Yerushalmi. Okay, quotes the whole Yerushalmi. Garcinim Yerushalmi, Pasmei, etc., etc. So you write to the end of the first line, V'hu adin, pas kosher, pas shel nochrim, im shovin, if they're of equal quality, yivarech, ala kosher. Okay, that's clear, says the Mordechai. If they're both the same, so how do you should use the kosher bread? Why rely on the kulas of Palter and Pasako? Maybe it was revoked, whatever. Why get into the whole problem? It's just as good, the kosher bread just as good, so use that. But Beim shal nochim noki, it's cleaner, v'chaviv, it's tastier, v'shal yisrael, eno nochim v'chaviv, aleizah shiyetzi v'arach. That's im eno nizar mi pas shal nochim. Provided you're not, you're not nizar on pas akum. Nizar on pas akum, then you can't opt for that option. Then he writes, aval asar mi kutzi. Okay, the knight from kutzi, that could be the same Rabbeinu Shimshon. That's a question exactly. Who was the asar mi kutzi? But the aval asar mi kutzi, tziva l'salei kapas av shalom al shulchan alach ha-brechaz ha-motzi. Like we saw in the Tosis. Okay? Now, one other point in this regard, the Trumas HaDeshen in 65, before we see the Shulchan Aruch in Shab, in Brachas, and then by us, okay? In the Trumas HaDeshen in Siman Lamed Beis, writes the following, She'ela, Balabaya She'eno Nizar Mipas Shal Nochim, Ve'viyu Ala Shulchan Pas Nochim, Nekiyo Pas Kosher, Enekiyo, Ve'ein Daito Lechol Kola Sudarach Pas Shal Nochim. During the meal, he's going to only eat the better quality. He's not Nizar and Pas Akum altogether, and he's planning to eat just the Pas Akum. Ki eno rug of a pas kosher eno kia. Doesn't like that on the bread. Avo b'nei beso. But some of the household guests, ochlim mi pas eno kia shu kosher. So now, kishuhu bo livtso, ayivtso la pas nekia o la pas kosher. And you have to take it off whether it's Sarmikutzi said or not. You hear? So this is a situation where, let's say you have guests, you have some people at the table are makbid and some people are not makbid. So does it go by the one who's breaking bread, says about a bias and so on? So tshuva yeirual, afal pi shenagor b'senu kamo shetziva Sarmikutzi, you know, that seemed to be the minig. Mikol mokom ki haigavna tzorach l'tzor al pas nekiya shal nochem. Ho v'hu abotzeya. He's the one who's eating it. He's breaking the bread. They say he should make the bracha on that. He's only going to eat the better quality bread and not the other ones. All right? And so therefore, that's what he should do. Then he writes, we'll skip a couple lines and go to the where the three dots are, the continuation of the tshuva. Nehi nami de balabayis nizam mipashal nochem eno zeh b'shul sheno chovel lo elaminich mishum prishus lechach heichin motzi limtso ila sheyocha behetav lo itzach the prishus gon hocha shemichav b'mitzvah shar le'rabbanan. Okay, that's the Tzmitz Hadeshin's point. Well, let's see how the Shulchan Aruch applies it. Okay, the Tzmitz Hadeshin, it's basically allowing you to eat what's tastier. Okay, so let's take a look at so that's over there in Brachos. The Shulchan Aruch rules, I may as well, I printed it. It's in Kuf Samaches, if hey, 66, that's in Orachayim. Pas over kochavim nikiyo pas kishol kishol im eno nizmas akum v'rachayz min yirtze nizm pas kochavim salak pas not kishol v'kol mel shulcha adlacha berchamotzi v'yom balabayas eno nizm pas kochavim ve'ein da tolecha kosul rak pas akum ki nikiya avo bnei beisa ochlo mipas eno not kishol yisrael u'shtei alech v'nachav shulchan tzarek l'tzal pas nikiya shol over kochavim ho v'hu abotzeya. He's the one who's breaking bread. And the worst case, that's the second part of the Shemun Sadesh. Nizar mipas over kochavim. The Yisrael she'enu nizar b'kach meisav v'mo shuchan. Kevin the mitzvah tells about the bais yivtzu min ayofesh over kochavim. Kevin shehuto livtzu huto lechala suda. There are more rights, but if dafka shechavu lavos was only if he likes that better, and so on. Anyway, that's the dinim in Hilchos Brachos. So bring it over to our discussion. So the Mordechai here writes in 67. Okay, the Mordechai writes in Avodah Zarah. In this parak, the second parak, in some room is tough lamed. Rabbi Elazar be Yoel Ha'ezri, that's the Rav Yoel. Kosav parakets and rochem the af bebeso im hesel ashulchan Yisrael ochel pashal over kachavim upas nekib yado. A balabayas nizom pashal kachavim kevin shemitzuzu mutelas al tzoy yivtzal a yofe, and he brings a raya from this Rishalmi. So that's how he passes here, and based upon that, Mordechai. Okay, again, bottom line, someone who's not nizor in pasakum. Okay, he has that choice. Someone who is Nizar should, obviously make the bracha on Pas Yisrael. And the Shemus Hadeshin's heter, so to speak, that since other people are eating it, is even if you are Nizar in Pas Akum, you can still make the choice because other people are going to be eating it. So, and then you have the Sami Kutzi, he says you take the Pas Akum off the table. So Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Brachos, right, in Aruch Chaim, he passes like the Mordechai, okay, that, again, pas noch in 66, pas noch in the kia, pas kibar shal Yisrael, im eino nizer, pas noch in rachay zim shiitza, im nizer, then you should follow the in terms of us, so the Rav Yoh, and the Mordechai quoted the Rav Yoh, and other Rishonim hold, that it's mutter to use the pas akum because it tastes better. Okay, and on the other hand, some will disagree, who say that, no, you should still use the Pas Yisrael. So how do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? So in 68, we find the following here in Sif Yud Gimel. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Mi she'eno nizor mi pasha l'kovim, she'heisei v'etzal balabayis ha'nizor pasha l'kovim, ala shulchan pasha u'pasha l'kovim, ha'yofa mishal Yisrael, yivtzal balabayis min ha'yofa, u'mutor mi'kohol osur v'pasha l'kovim. He paskins like that the way he learns the Mordechai, the whole issue of how to learn the Mordechai. But anyway, that's the ruling here in Sif Yud Beis, the Shach in Sif Kotten for the Shach, the Taz in Sif Kotten Ches. Just a moment. Let's look at the Taz. It's a long Taz. I only quoted the end. I only quoted the end of the Taz. You see, there's a machlokes, what circumstance are we talking about here when you've got to take it off the table, this Sar Mikutzi? Is that talking about someone who is Nizar or someone who's not Nizar? Okay. According to the Taz, someone who's not Nizar, Mipas Akum, it's talking about someone who's not Nizar. Okay, Misha Enu Nizar. Let's look at the end. Let's look at 69. Ela Ikar Perish Kapirish. Maharai, that's a Shum Sadeshin. Shalinian Hetar, Bitsu Atzma, maybe Rishalmi, Yisur Demari, Af Ben Nizer. Okay, even somebody who is Nizer. Okay, just a moment. So, according to the Taz, he quotes the father of the Bach. What does he hold? Somebody who's not Nizer. You see, the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that the Mordechai quotes the Sar Mikutz, it's not a machlokas. Right? He just says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishenu Nizar and so on. Right? Just a moment. In Brochus, in the Hilchus Brochus. He says, you remove it from the table, right? Imun Nizar, we pass Akum, then Misalik. Right? The way the Shulchan Aruch learns in Hilchus Brochus, look back in 66. Is that the ruling of the Sar Mikutz is by somebody who is Nizer, right? He says, where is the line? The end of the first line. Be'imu Nizer mipas over kochavim, misalek pas nokish over kochavim al shulchan. Okay, so that's how he learns it. It's a machlokas. What did the Sar Mikutz mean when he said take it off? Who's he talking about? So the way the Shulchan Aruch learns in Hilchos Brachos, and that's how the Trumas Hadeshin seems to say at the end, in the previous 65, in Simon Lamed Beis, that's somebody who is Nizer. Okay? However, the Taz himself says even somebody who is not Nizer. Yeah. It's basically what he says. The Balabayas can cut the bread that he's going to give to the guest. And since it's mutter, then it becomes mutter for him also. Oreach she'eno nizer. Right. Just a moment. And that's derived from the Yerushalmi. Behu adin ba'oreach zeh shemibatzeh balabayas shuach she'en ichal halocha. Aber lo ben nizer shochel of lo ben nizer shochel of ado kmo shochel of das marai. You know, he disagrees with Shmuel's addition. It's not talking. In other words, he said it can't be talking with someone who's nizer. In other words, he's not willing to say that someone who's nizer can be makel over here. That's really the machlokas. Can you be makel if normally you're nizer, but there's a guest who's not nizer? That's really the case, right? You have a guest. Bottom line, here in Sifri Gimel, you have a guest who's not nizer, so you cut the bread for him. Does that include you now in the heter also, basically, even though you usually are nizer? That's the machlokas. Shulchan Aruch seems to say not. Okay, I'm sorry. Shulchan Aruch seems to say yes, that even if you're nizer, it's still okay. And the Taz is not so comfortable. The Taz disagrees. That no, it's only talking about someone who's not nizer, right? Okay. Now, Shach and Zekotn Chavala in 70 asks a general question. And basically, the Shulchan Aruch is being matter to eat Patsakum as long as one other person is there. You have a guest who's not makbid, because it's going to lead to Eva, right? It'll lead to bad feeling. So the Shach quotes, so we usually assume that the whole concern of Eva is when there's many people, Rabim, which look at the third line of the 74th line. The Afal Gav, the Mashra Shom, the Lekha Mishum, Eva, Echad Ocha, Mishum, Zim, Achirim, plural, Sheinam, Mizharma, Ocha, Rakim, Echad, Shem, Zim, Lekha, Eva. Okay? Why is he going to be offended? I'll be offended if I give it to him, right? I mean, it was one-on-one. But when you have many people, so then there's a question of Eva. So the Shach wonders why over here he applies Eva when it doesn't seem to work. So he gives two terutzim. The Shach does here in 70. Okay. He says, one, komakon kegel rechas amotzi mitzal arach ha'yofim lo yivarach ika Eva tuba. So by the special din of brachas amotzi. Brachas Hamotzi, it's an Indian to use, make the bracha on a better quality thing. So if he doesn't use it because he's makbid not to eat it, and so on, so that's going to cause more Eva even with one person. Okay? Or the same thing, if the other bread is tastier, so it can be Eva even with more, even with less than the two people, with one person. Okay. I don't need to go into too much detail, much more detail on that. Should have had a space here, just a moment. That's the Shach. Good. Next, Sif Yudalad. Should have been a space here after 70. Okay. Bias Aruch, Bias Gimel Shar Zion. 71, the Rashbo quotes from Menachanano. Quotes from Menachanano Zal. Kutach shel goy mutter. Okay, we've discussed kutach. Kutach is some milky type of yogurt thing that has a piece of bread inside it. I don't know, bread crumbs or something inside of it. Okay. So he says, "Kutach shel goy mutar v'lo chashin la pas sheyesh bo she'ena pas goy asur elam shum chasen of a kutach shari." Okay, that's what Rashbor writes. He says, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way in Sif Yudalid. Kukuta Shavucha Mutter, Ain Choshen Pasuk on Jabot. All right, you don't have to worry about it. There's breadcrumbs mixed in, but it's basically fundamentally some type of a yogurt, and there's dried bread or stale bread crusts and so on inside. So we're not worried about it because the lechem is not really, it's crunched up, you know, it's crunched up. Yeah, so says the, so rules of Shulchan Aruch like this, Taras Abayis, and Sif Yudalad, Kutzon of Mutav, Ein Lachosh, there are more ads, V'chein Komokosh, she's Arva Pasha, Ovikom, B'shar Maicho, Bata Baro, Be'im Alach, Be'im Yavish. Right? If you have Pasakum, which is mixed in with something else, okay, so then it's not a problem. It's both of a rove. It's just breadcrumbs and so on and so forth. And it's, of course, you're not going to do it on purpose, that's the ruling over here. Now, it's interesting, just to clarify one other point, just a moment. Just regarding breadcrumbs in general. Okay, since we mentioned over here, I don't know, we mentioned yesterday, we mentioned bagels and cookies and cakes and stuff like that, okay? As far as breadcrumbs are concerned, so again, if you have, let's say we have a problem with cookies, so you buy, what's ice cream called, cookies and cream, ice cream, or sometimes you go to an ice cream shop and you can put toppings on it. Right, or they have Oreo cookie toppings and so on and so forth. So if that is a paspalter problem, which we discussed yesterday about cookies, we said many assume that's the question about possible bekisnin. Okay, again, many achronim assume that since you never make hamotzi on these things, it may be different. But we generally assume that paspalter bekisnin is a pasakum problem. Okay, even though the shach, we had the shach, no. Shach said it was only if you make it with a thick batter, and we assume not so. So it's a problem with cookies. It's also cookies and crackers and so on are also a pasakum problem. So let's say you have cookie, you know what I'm talking about, right? You go to this ice cream place, you get a ice cream, and then you can scoop your this topping. So if you have cookie sprinkles on it, so and it's paspalter, right? So it seems to be over here that the Shulchan Aruch is saying it goes by the majority, right? The question is, there's room to be machmer over here because, after all, it's not that's what the Taz points out in Sukkot and Tess, and others point out also. No, because it's not the Taz over here, it's the later Taz. I printed it by mistake. All right, I didn't print it, but they said because the cookies aren't disintegrated. In the case of the kutach, apparently the bread is completely disintegrated, so to speak. The bread crumbs are disintegrated into the mixture, but the cookie crumbs are, they're noticeable, right? They're there. They're ban. So that's a question. All right, it really goes back to something we had in I think it was Siv Vav. Yeah, with the pas. With the glazed bread and with mixed with the eggs and so on, and the eggs on top. Remember, discussed the difference between nilosh and toch. So perhaps that would be the same issue over here. I should also mention, I forgot to say before. I was talking about also, let's say you put breadcrumbs. Sometimes people put the breading or whatever it is, crumbs. You buy breadcrumbs and you put it on meat, a veal chop or something like that, or something like that, cutlets, okay? And it's breaded with breadcrumbs, all right? So you buy in the store, it's paspalter, right? You buy, what do you call it? You buy breadcrumbs. You can buy a Hamish of breadcrumbs, so it's not pasakum, but I'm saying you buy, I don't know what the standard brands are, but you buy these types of breadcrumbs. So, and now they're going to go in the oven, right? They're going to go in the oven because they're going to bake with the chicken cutlet or the veal chop, whatever you're cooking with that's breaded. So this goes back to what we said before in Simon Yud Beis. We said that if it's going back and it's going to add to the taste, then it's okay, right? Remember we said that according to Some, even if you took it out completely, even if it's fully cooked, when these breadcrumbs that you get in the box are fully cooked, okay, they're already fully cooked. We're not talking about cornflake crumbs, but cornflake crumbs is not pas, but breadcrumbs. So wheat breadcrumbs. So if you have these breadcrumbs that are, and they are fully cooked, but you're putting them back in the oven now, so maybe there's room for some sort of leniency because, you know, it's you're participating in the process, all right. But one could argue that these breadcrumbs are completely, are completely cooked already. Okay, and that goes back. I mean, Nezos are true, I didn't print it, but that goes back to the question of Yesh Biyashul Acharafia. Remember that? We had that in the beginning of Basu Cholov. It's a Shabbos Sugya, that something is cooked, and then you baked it afterwards and so on. So maybe that's the situation here. Okay, by some suggest that since you, when you make the batter for the crust of the chicken cutlet, you pour the breadcrumbs into the eggs and whatever else you're stirring around, right? And you pour it into some kind of a mixture, and then you dip the chicken cutlet into that mixture, and then you fry it or bake it or whatever. So it could be that breadcrumbs now, when they're inside the egg batter, are inedible, right? So now, right now, they've been rendered inedible. So now you can redefine it. It won't be a pasakum problem. You follow what I'm saying? Right, even if it's a majority, even if it's ben, but once it was mixed into the batter in which you soak the chicken cutlet, so now it's created something new. All right. However, not everyone agrees with that, and therefore there's some people who are, I think it's a good idea. If you want to be machmer, if you're machmer on pasachmer, and says to me tshuva, so I think that maybe you should be machmer on breadcrumbs for that also. Okay, next is. So I forgot to mention, I'm sorry, just a moment. Hold on. Yeah, so the Taz here, or in Sif Yudalit, so the Taz here, in Sif, it goes by the row, right? And on the other hand, you can't do it on purpose, that's not less than Chatzchil and so on. So the Taz asks an interesting question here in Sif Tes, Sif Kot and Tes, okay? Again, we're talking about the Kutach case, all right? So first of all, some say that the reason why we're okay, right? In other words, the Taz is, let's go back to the Taz is a question, but one second. Good, you don't have a pasakum problem because the bread is mixed with this yogurt, whatever you have. But isn't it a chalavakum problem, right? That's what the Taz wonders. 73, the Taz test. What do you mean, says the Taz? Good. So you make this kutach, and the kutach's okay. That's what the Rashbo quoted from Rabbeinu Chananel, and I assume that's what he means, Reish Ches Rabbeinu Chananel. And the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is that way here in Sif Yudalit. Yeah, but one second. Good, you've taken care of one problem. You jumped from the frying pan to the fire. Okay, you took care of the Pasakum problem. Maybe that doesn't apply to kutach, but shouldn't Cholov apply? That's the Taz's kasha, the implied kasha. He says, or mishum chalav shavachum. Okay, and he says because, and we discussed this also way back in Bas B'chalav, ki chalav tome enu omeid. The nature of milk is different. Remember we had with cheese, right? The milk from certain animals don't curdle properly into cheese. So apparently, however this kutach was made, it doesn't work with chalav behema tomeya. So therefore, it's not a chalav akum problem. Okay, and even if he put a little bit of other stuff in it. Okay, Vimnomar Shema'at Nesuva the Chalva. Remember, that was the liquid. Remember what I'm talking about, Nesuva the Chalva? We had it at the beginning of Basu Chalv. That's the liquid residue after you make it into cheese. Even if you put some of that in, it's batel and so on, so it's mutter. Okay, Adkar Lashon Rashal. So that's what the Taz quotes in the Maharshal. And he quotes from quotes the Drisha like that. But the Bach, he says, yes, the Kasha, about. I'm sorry, and it quotes the Bach says it also, but Leah Cotton here, Tamu, hey, Homer, the Sulu, Hava Bottom, Muta, Homer, Rage, Perkab, Kuta, Hababa, and the Tamton, and Saleh, the Shum, the Sulu, the Hava, what we find in Gemara that is concerned about the Sulu, the Hava. Okay, so anyway, the Taz rejects this. Okay, the Taz rejects this, and he says that the only reason we can say that the Kutach is Mutter is it was made by the guy in the presence of a Jew, and that's why we're not worried about Chalav Nachi. We're not worried about Chalav Akum. Okay, in other words, the milk was made, the yogurt was done in front of a Jew, and later on, the guy put the breadcrumbs in. Okay, that's what I have to say. All right, he says, look at the last lines of the Taz. For sure, the kutach is also. It's a problem of cholamakum. And even just in the siva, the chal was a problem. Ella, the kan, marish, and nasa, behechshu, she yisrael ro'ehu. Okay, he saw the Jew saw it. Okay, the Jew watched the process. He saw that it wasn't anything but kosher milk. Then the goy simply added the pas in and so on and so forth. Otherwise, it's a problem. Kenon is a pasha. That's how the Taz learns. Okay? The Nekudas HaKesef, which I printed here in 74, and Sif Yudalad, here on the Sif, Sif Yudalad, on this Taz, it's a cotton gimel. He says, there's three terutzim. To this kasha, what about cholav akum and so on? So he says that the yogurts, the kutach of the gemara is different than the kutach that Rishonim were talking about. Okay, the way that it's made. Okay, he says li nira. Look at the fourth line after he quotes the whole Taz. Li nira the kutach to chemet harvayu lo b'chal gzeres cholav gvina was never included in the gzeres of cholav akum because it's manufactured differently. So kutach was never in the original gzera of cholav akum anyway. Okay, they were never included. And then he has another teretz. He says that there's a difference that if a goy milked it for the Jew, then that's enough to assume that it was kosher milk. If he made it specifically for the Jew, then we can assume that it's a kutach. It's made for Yisrael, therefore it's mutter. Okay. And the Shach himself, by the way, I should mention this before. I put it out of order, I guess. But it's important. Chav Dalid, the Shach mentions something else. Just a moment. That if you have, well, what if I have that? What if I have food that was left on the same plate with pasakum? It was a tam issue. All right. The same plate had I'm makbid not the pasakum, and it was a pasakum dish. Okay, on this on the plate. Okay. So that's a question. So some suggest that it's also because the tavshil will absorb flavor from the pas. Okay, and therefore it includes even the flavor. All right, and others disagree. And the shach is mekel. Shach and sukkot and chavdala. Kosvadar ke moshe. Nearly. The mikom mokum yochel il shemutur lechol bekara achas aleka lamesim shumatam. Shnis arim. Lo asur el la'ar v'chatchila. He quotes the Shah Dur disagrees, but that's the Shah quotes. Okay? That is Sif Yudala. Now Sif Tezvov, 76. Okay, Avarazor Lamed Hamid Bays. Tosis that same Mikhlal the Ikalaman the Shori. All right. Umisha Nizar. Mipa goes back to what we talked about before. When you have two people eating together, one is makbid, one's not makbid. So the Tosus writes in 76, Umisha nizim pashul chol muta lechol imisha enu nizir bekara achas. They can even eat off the food off the same plate. Okay, I'm mak because afal pisha tam pashul chol misar pashul so ein lahach melechol zrali de taruvis. Kelam parakam the chulin telo gozral taruvis demai. So Tosa says, okay, and the Mordechai also says, and that's the read. The Mordechai quotes it also. La'olam in the Tenchulin in the first parak, Remez Tavkuv Tzadi 77. La'olam lo asu mishum tarovas demai, and mikan mivin raya dan izhar pasul kachavim mutar b'tarovas kagon im nasno b'marak mipasul b'kachavim oshen is arab b'tavshul mutar. In the Shari Hacha Tarav is demai. The Iker Issa Shorshim and Torah Kol Shekain Pasul Kolim the Yisubidar Banan. Oh, Narinu Kutah. It goes back to the Kutah case in the previous Simon. It's Mutter, even though it has Pas, because it's and so on. So this is just an extension of that din that I can eat off the same plate. And he says he can even eat a soup, so to speak. That has the other stuff in it because it's been completely absorbed. Okay, the Maharil has a tshuva back page, our last page, on 78. It's still in Sif Tetzvah. All right, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch in a second. The Maharil here brings up the idea of Eva. Ula ochlem matir ma'ay de taruvas aniz daiti no to the shari to lo odiv mitarmas dumai. Same thing that Tosa says. If it's mixed up on the same plate and so on, other foods on the same plate, it's okay. Even if some of the pasakum gets mixed in there, it's okay. Just like dumai, the mahai time etiru lechol taruvas pasul goyim misha nizar misha enizar. I will be'en nirulid da'aser. But not if it's be'en, that's he's talking about chema. Okay? And he quotes a bit of Simcha, that's Mutar Mishum Eva, okay, mentioned before, if it's going to be embarrassing, or sort of smitza, and okay, so on the basis of this, but Chema, he says no, because there's no Eva by Chema. I'm not talking about Chema right now. Shulchan Aruch in Siv Tezvav rules on the basis of this Mordechai that we saw before, Tosos and the Mordechai in 76 and 77, Tosos and the Zohar, Lamed Hem, and the Mordechai in Chulin, the first parak, Ramez Tov Tzadi, where Shulchan Aruch rules, Siv Tezvav, Misha Nizar, Mipas, Shal Ovi Kochavim, Muto Lecho Bekara, and Misha Eno Nizar Menu. Yafo, Pisha Tam Pas, Ovi Kochavim, Mis Arev Bepas, Yisrael, Eno Choshesh. Ramor adds, based on Amaril, Yeshomim, the Mishan is Mashukom, but Ochla Machem, and his home, Mutalechom, and Mishum Eva Toto, Hol Noyochom Pasu, Ikar Suda, Hetiro Mishum Eva, the Ain Lilmon Mikan, the Shari Surim. Okay? You can't extend it to other Surim. And that's what Shach points out. It's a cough like Chema. Okay? Like butter, based on a case that the Maril was talking about. So someone who doesn't eat chema from butter from chalav akum, so you shouldn't eat together with other people because it's only pas that was subject to this leniency of Ava. Finally, now, well, second to final, last sif in the siman sif to zayin. Okay, let's say going back now to the original discussion, there is pas yisrael available. There's pas yisrael available. Okay, and the only thing is, it's a pain in the neck for me to get there. Okay, the Pas Yisrael is not easily accessible. So how far do I have to go out of my way to get Pas Yisrael? Right, that's the last Sif Tazayin. How far do I have to go to get Pas Yisrael? Yeah, there's a bakery on the other side of town. It'll take me 25 minutes to drive there. Okay, and here I have a baker, Pas Palta, is around the corner. Right, so that's the issue here. So the Aguda writes, Shulchan is going to quote it, Chulin, as Parak Tess and Chulin, Chulin Kuf Kof Beis and Beis, he says, V'hu Adin, he's traveling somewhere. In Yesh Pasual a Dalad Milan Yamtin. That's the old Dalad Milan. Dalad Milan. Okay, Dalad Milan is, we'll assume for our purposes, the amount of time it takes a person to walk Dalad Milan. Okay, a mil is, it takes 18 minutes, we assume. The different shitas, you know, from Matzah, 18 minutes, some say 22 and a half, some say 24. The Chok Yaakov and the Gua quote at the beginning of Avilchus Pesach. But anyway, whatever it is, let's assume 18 minutes. A 4 mil is 72 minutes. If within, it takes time to travel, to go, that's a further question. It takes time to go by foot or in a car. Okay, but anyway, not our issue now, but you should wait. Dalad Milan, same thing with davening. If you have a minion, and the next Dalad Milan, you're going to come to a minion. So don't daven now, but you should just wait for the minion, etc. Okay, anyway, that's what the same thing until Sidaim. If you have no water, you should wait. That's a din. So based on that aguda, the Shulchan Aruch here in Siv Tes Zayin writes in 82, Yesh Misha Omer Shanizar Mipas Avichavim Mehu Baderech Im Yesh Pas Shal Yisrael Adal Mil Yamtin. Okay. On the other hand, you can be makel if you're stuck, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch rules. You should wait if you can. You should try and wait. The Pischei Tshuva in Siv Katan Vav here in 83 quotes from the Chochmas Adam. The Chochmas Adam. He says that even if you're traveling, so what if you're not traveling? So he extends it to the ruling, not exactly the same, but regarding, that's regard to someone, I'm traveling that way anyway. So wait another Dalad Milan until you get to the place where they have Pas Yisrael. Wait another Dalad Milan to Dabo and the Minyan. Wait another Dalad Milan to get water from Tilsa Dayan. Right, that's if you're traveling that way anyway. What if I'm not going that way? It's out of my way. I'm not going that way anyways. So that with the Chayodim, the Chochmas Adam quotes from quoted in the Pischei Tshuva, we caught involved. The Al Kapono Deizu Shir Mil Tzarech Leila Filo Eino Holich L'Sham. Not 4 mil, but at least the distance of 1 mil that I have to willing to go, even if I'm not traveling there. Okay. The other is because in those cases, what if I already passed the place where there was a minion? It's a mil behind me. So if it's ahead, I got to wait 4 mil. But if it's behind me, I don't have to go back 4 mil, but I have to go back 1 mil. So that's the Chochmas Sodom says, the same thing here. Okay, if you're not traveling anyplace, it's mutter to eat pas akum only if there's no pas Yisrael within a mil. If there was within a mil, you can't. Okay, so that concludes the actual siman. I just want to end off our discussion by talking about the issue of. Okay, so that's the end of the of siman sifta zayin. That's the end of the siman. Now, oh, by the way, I forgot the one. I'm sorry. 84. The Taz, it's a cotton yud. I'm sorry. The Taz is a cotton yud. Talks about seor. So I mean yeast of Avodat Kohanim. Can I use that? Can I use the goyish yeast for baking purposes? And he's makel on it. Okay, it helps the bread rise, right? You mix yeast into the bread, makes it rise. Okay, so pasakum is only is not a problem for yeast. Okay, so I just want to finish up, if we can, give me a couple more minutes just to finish up to talk about the issue with factories. Okay, because that's that's
a quick question on yeast.
Yeah. You got a question?
Quick question, yeast. Let's say you're using yeast, but for making beer, let's say. So even though the rove isn't the yeast, maybe Devarim Amid or something like that, would that apply, or is it not considered?
I still think it's okay, but I'm not positive.
Okay.
Okay. So let me just finish up, this subject. We mentioned earlier, I quoted a tshuva from Rav Moshe, earlier on, and we did it yesterday. Do I have yesterday's sheets in front of me? I don't think so. I think it was in. We talked about bagels. No, we did it. We had it yesterday, right? We talked about the bagels. So in that tshuva, Rav Moshe basically feels that most people take the lenient view of the Ramah regarding pasakum in general. Okay, and the tshuva that I printed over here in Chelik Dalet Sim Memches Os Hey 85 was a tshuva written to Greenblatt. From Greenblatt, Bidvar potato chips. See that in source 85. Yordechel Dalatzim Memchez Osei. Bidvar potato chips. I don't want to bought brochas and potato chips. It's all about poor Piadoma. Sheishal din nikar pri. It looks like the potatoes and so on and so forth. Okay, but I have to know that it was cooked in good oil and so on. Or you have to know what's kosher. In Yeshbo isu bishul akum shedua pushuman kosher. Okay, if you know that it's not a problem with bishul akum. It was a Yirei Shamayim and so on and so forth. I don't want to go into that now, okay? But Avalim Emes Loishgiachazev and Ispasha de Akum and Zehetabora. Maybe it's a problem of Bishul Akum. The only problem is it wouldn't be served at a banquet. But I don't go into the Bishul Akum problem. I'll talk that in Hashem tomorrow. But then he says, Behu, look at the last line. Behu, Kamo, Kol Dovers, Hanasim, Bote, Haroshes. Things that are made in a factory. Yesh Omrim, Tamin, Lahokel, Behain, Noagim, Rova, Over Isu Zeshu, Darbonon, Ein Limchos, Behelashimakilin. So Rav Moshe has that, even people who are stringent about certain things, when it's factory produced, they may be different. And one reason, of course, is because, again, the whole gzeir is a gzeir of chasnas. This applies to bishlakam and pasakam. But the whole gzeir is only a gzeir mishum chasnas. And here there's absolutely no interaction whatsoever between the person producing the food and the person eating it. It was made in a factory someplace. The guy who baked it or cooked it had no contact with me. I have no contact with him. Neither of us know who the other one is, nor do we care. Okay, so one could argue that there's simply, there's no contact between the buyer and the baker. Okay, you want to be machmer paspalter, there is some contact, okay, but not a factory. On the other hand, you could argue that the low plug rabbonon, okay, that we say a low plug. So that's a question. So first of all, maybe there's, but one one possible heter is that the whole gzera was never applied to factory baked stuff because the whole concern of chasnas and too much social interaction simply is logically inapplicable unless you see, industrial baking and so on, and it's not even, they don't even use the same ovens. It's these huge industrial ovens. It's a whole different that's a whole different situation. That's what he says about the bagels and so on. Anyway, so that's one heter. There's also possibly some other heterim in terms of factory. And that is, first of all, there is some suffix in the mix, okay? Because we said before that even a minimal contribution by a Jew, right, makes a difference. So I said to you, some factories have their machines. It may actually be Pasakum. I'm sorry, it may actually be Pas Yisrael. Even though the Kashrus agency will not label it as Pas Yisrael because they don't have a person there at all times, but the thing was started at the beginning of the week, and there the Mashkiach, somebody threw something in. Or we saw Salanta's case with a toothpick, any kind of minimal contribution. So even though the Kashrus agency won't print on the bag or on the carton, Pas Yisrael, But, you know, if you have, you know, pretty good possibility, it's a Pas Yisrael, and you can check with you know, organizations. And then if it's a factory-baked thing, maybe Attack is Pas Yisrael. Okay? Anyway, so that at least perhaps is a suffix. And again, that's a suffix in Mivara, I'm not sure. But maybe that's a tzad to be heter because it's not heter to mekel because maybe it's a suffix anyway when it's a, you know, it's a, you know, it's, you know, it could be possibly Pas Yisrael. Okay. Another thing is the baking mechanism. Let's be honest. A lot of the stuff in factories and in industrial baking is done electronically. We're back now to the machine matzahs. You know, it's indirect. Okay. Everything is done by machinery. Well, even the goy doesn't do too much. He pushed a couple of buttons here and there. Right. But he's not doing actual baking. Okay. So, certainly, you could argue maybe that the first loaf of bread that came out when Hitaka pushed the button to set the machine in operation, maybe that would be a Pas Akum problem. But for the rest of the day, this machine is churning out, like again, a picture of the machine matzah situation. This machine is churning on 3.5 hours later. I pressed the button at 9 a.m. Now it's, you know, now who knows, 3 p.m. And so it's got nothing to do with that. So there's really a very little connection between the person, and we call it Koch Sheni and so on. Rav Soloveitchik said that perhaps it's also true about Chol of Yisrael. Anyway, so perhaps they have the same suggestion. They can make with factory-owned stuff because, again, it's machine accomplished. All right. Then that goes back to that question. But someone had to set it into motion. So that's the whole, you know, the whole machine matzah versus hand matzah situation. On the other hand, that may be different because there you need lishma, and that may be a different you know, situation. Finally, the other kula. Is that, and that's a machlokas, and really lead it, it'll segue us into the bishalakim situation. Is the bread or whatever I'm eating, is it royal lalos al shulchan melachim? It's fit for a, you know, for a kingly banquet, for a royal banquet, a state dinner. Okay. That is certainly something which is necessary for something that qualifies bishalakim. Okay. How to be served at a state dinner. Okay. Now, what is a state dinner? The Shabbos table also includes, but anyway, so maybe Pas Akum wouldn't be qualified for Olah Shulchan Melachim if it is, you know, baked industrially. Because state dinner, you want to have fresh baked bread, you know, fresh baked croissants and so on. But again, that's a machlokes whether that applies to it applies to Bishul Akum for sure. Okay, but the question is, does it apply to Pas Akum? And actually, to come full circle, it may go back to something we started with. Let's remember, Tosas said that Pas Akum was a separate gzera from Bishul Akum. Remember, okay. So it now may depend which came first, the chicken or the egg. Okay, we had the Tosas and the Ran disagreed historically which came first. So if the Pas Akum gzera was before the Bishul Akum gzera, so then it's hard to say that this heter for Bishul Akum would apply to Pas Akum also. So anyway. Again, so there is some reason perhaps to be lenient with factory baked stuff, and that's what I wanted to end off with by saying this question that we've accepted kind of a lenient tradition, but many people are machmer on Pas Yisrael at least on Shabbos and Yontif. They're machmer to have only Pas Yisrael, not relying on any of these coolers, or perhaps necessarily mitzvah. Anyway, that concludes our discussion of Pas Akum. And I believe that tomorrow we'll begin talking about the next Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, which is about Bishul Akum. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rabbi.